And the day of Torah, and Pshulim Wise, but Wednesday night.
Okay, I had a lot of fun preparing this show, I see. Very interesting. All right. This is a quick thing before we start. It's a bit early. It's just a quick thing. I saw a nice one, Roy, the Millie said, actually, a nice one. Why was it, Moshe, that Esther invited Haman to the party with Ahasuerus? What was the idea? Yeah, Moshe, you heard the question? He said, I can't remember who said it from. He said, Esther felt that the Eden were too confident that she's there in the palace, she could do whatever she wants, she'd be able to sort it all out. So Esther got very worried. She invited Haman. She said, oh, wow, she's siding with Haman. That's not very good with us. Then they started davening. They started davening, the bonus should help them. That's when Yeshua came. All right, everybody's saying. So now, today, we're going to talk about davening when you're under the influence of wine.
Oh.
All right.
I
didn't realize how complicated it is this time. I say it's very, very interesting. It's actually a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch as it happens, Moshe. It's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman study test. It speaks about. Oh, your friend won it.
Yeah.
Let's just see what it. Let's see who counts in. Siman Sadi Tess in Shulchan Aruch. It says there. So it starts off with a few levels over here. Level number one is Shosu Yain Kadei Revius. The person drank a Revius of wine. So that's nothing major. A Revius of wine looks like it's not too bad. Or even someone who's a bit more used to it, he drinks a bit more than a Revius of Yain. But the Maisa, there, it doesn't affect him. And that is no problem at all. He can dove and he's allowed to do everything, no problem at all. But if you drink more than Revius, that's where the problem starts. And even in our wines, that could also be problematic. So if someone drinks Revius of Yain in one go or shtepa amim with some water, that's no problem. But once you get more than Revius of Yain, I must tell you, someone told me he went along to a Rav actually on Friday night. He had an interesting Shiloh. Well, I wanted to make it what the Shiloh was. So he went to ask a Shiloh to the Rav. And the Rav said, he's very sorry, we can't pass him for him. So he said, why not? He said, just make Kiddush. And I had a Revius of Yain, a bit more than Revius of Yain, so I can't pass it. I must say it was a Kiddush actually, because most people, and our wines, Ramon already says, that our wines are not very strong. So our wines, if a person's used to, doesn't really influence a person so much. Obviously, Purim is different if you drink a lot, but I'm saying normally a person drinks just over a Revius or whatever, I would have thought normally doesn't get affected by, what? Yeah, it can depend on a lot of things. It's true. But generally speaking, Revius of Yain, okay, you're right. If you haven't eaten anything, that's obviously much worse. The chur is worse. But generally speaking, I would have thought it's not such a problem. Anyway, that's not such a thing. So more than Revius of Yain. Someone drinks more than Revius of Yain. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Al Yispalo. Remarkable. You should not daven. Ad Sheyosi Yeino. Until the taste of the influence of the wine has gone. Remarkable thing that is, yes? That means he's drunk wine.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. So no mal of
Yeah. What? Hold it 1 minute. So the shiny is what that is. No, so it's talking about obviously a person being influenced a little bit by wine. If he doesn't feel anything with the wine, there's no problem. So even if he has more than Revius, there's no problem if he doesn't get it at all influenced or the wine at all, yeah? Also, in the middle of a meal, a yayin b'sei chasuda needs much more. It takes much more to affect the person. I don't know what the shear is, but it depends on a person. It's funny, I'll come to this in a minute actually. Yeah, so that's level number one really, where it's not such a problem normally. A person has a wine where he doesn't feel something. I'm talking about a person who has more than normal Revius of wine, which many people do on Purim. So there's two levels. One is called, let me just get it right, that first level, more than Revius of wine, is called Shosui. He's drinking a bit more than normal. Let's see what the definition of this is. That's a normal case, which generally is not a problem. Right, the next one is shikha. Now, what does that mean? Shikha means someone drinks wine, and he can't speak now in front of a king. If he had to speak in front of an important person, he could not get the conversation completely right. He'd be scared. So I saw one of the photographers yesterday, and I said, would you speak to your boss? In that frame of mind, or would you be scared to speak to him?
It's a question
you'd
be scared.
So if you're that sort of guy that you wouldn't speak to, means you could still control yourself, but the mice you feel you're not up to standard to be able to speak to someone in the cupboard. It's not right. You don't think it's the right way of doing things to speak to someone who's what do you call it? I've got over here. He can't speak to an important person. He can't walk or balance properly, and speech is slightly impaired. It's not mamish the same, which the chayra, I would have thought a lot of people on Purim are like this. I remember, I can't remember, I don't know if it happened to me, I'm not sure if it happened to me, but I think when the police stop someone for speeding and they say they've got a chashash that he's drinking, I think they tell him to walk on a straight line. Can you walk on a straight line? No, they don't want a breathalyzer. What?
They don't use that method.
No? It's very interesting because I saw someone bring it down, this thing actually. If a person can't walk straight, that's a sign that he's not so. Now, this is much more horror already. This person's a shikker. He's a bit restricted. I mean, he's still in control of what he's doing. He's still known. You can speak to him, but he wouldn't speak to a king. I mean, if you speak to you, he could speak to you in a conversation. But he wouldn't feel so comfortable with such a thing. So the halacha is, in that case, a shikha person, he must not daven, actually. It's also for him to daven. He either goes to sleep first to wait, take away a bit of the wine, and what he does is, let's say it's for Maariv time, he wakes up before Chatzos to daven Maariv. So if sleep apparently takes off the effect of wine. So a person goes to sleep, someone's in this level of he can't speak to the king, so if he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up, let's say, before Chatzos, he can daven Maariv, he can't go to Tefillin B'Tzibur, there's no meaning there. It's better he does not daven Tefillin B'Tzibur, it's better he doesn't daven at all in that stage, rather he should sleep and wake up before Chatzos. What?
What is the answer to get yourself into that stage, that you can't daven Benachet, you can't daven Maariv, not with a minion?
What?
Not say he must get drunk.
Well, he's a get drunk. What does shikha mean? Okay, so the Ramah says we yotze, but the Ma'aseh mechaber pashtus mashma, you have to wine. You're right. I tell you, I've stopped with wine. I'll tell you why I stopped with wine many years ago. First, I don't like it. But I remember when I was a guest yeshiva, we were dancing in Ramatzio's house, and someone shouted across the room to someone else a very embarrassing statement. And he was a bit tipsy. Now, the thing is, you have to be very careful. If you're not in control of what you're saying, the mice, you're running a lot of risks. Now, you're saying, the mice, it could be a person's completely shikha, he won't daven at all. So this person is not going to fill him with simba. Okay, so he's doing a mitzvah, he's not going to fill him with simba. So he'll daven himself before Chatzos, and b'shas hatchak, he'll get out before Amad HaShachar, and he'll daven. That's what he should do, yeah? That is for a shikha. What? In fact, it's so interesting, if this person actually davens, he's not yotzer. He has to repeat davening. This person is not yotze davening. If he davened in such a situation, he has to repeat davening. So it's not worth it, Rabbi Yisai. It's not worth to daven in such a case, and he has to repeat davening. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah is actually a chiddush that he can't even be used for a minyan. You can't count him as one of the 10 people. It's very, very chomor, actually. Others are chaylik on this, but I'm saying, generally speaking, the Mishnah Berurah says that such a person who's a shikha, who can't speak in front of the king, which I say is hard to know what that means. I meet a lot of people, but it's hard to know. A lot of people, when you speak to them, they can't have a decent conversation with people. So that is this level. This level is quite chomor. It means that you cannot daven Maariv at that state. You're not allowed to. It's a bracha matola. So repeat everything again. If a person couldn't get up before Amud HaShachar, he was asleep, he has to do tashlumin for shachris. So that's twice. What? Yes, I'll do two shmonim. That's right. I'll do two shmonim esters for shachris. Another interesting thing is the other brochas, though he says, it looks like he's allowed to say. It's ideal to wait if he can. If he can't, other brochas, like Shahakonir, Bevoroi, Bohemian, Missouri, there's all other brochas, it looks like he can say. And Birchas HaMozen is also interesting. The Chatchili should wait, but if he can't wait, he's allowed to bench down. Not ideal. Zichah, not ideal. The first case where a person just had more than a reverse of wine, and it's very slight. I mean, he's in charge of himself, so he is the ma'aser. Not possible to say, even though he should wait till it dies down on Purim, but it's a mitzvah, simple yom tov, you're not done even that state. So you've got level number one is he's had more than a reverse, he's very, very slightly affected. The level that we're talking about is where he cannot speak in front to a king, a melech. Lav dafka apostle say a melech means any odom mechubad, any respectable person, a rov. He would not be able to have a decent conversation with a rov. It's risky if you speak to a rov. It's risky what he would do. It could well be he'll say the wrong things. But such a person like that, we're saying, is not allowed to daven. The best is to, as I said, to go to sleep for a bit. That's the best thing, or to walk around, make sure he loses his thing, and then daven later. That's the best thing to do. Shikrusa shaloit. And that's the worst. That is mamish. He's completely gone. What's the kushush like? Disorientated. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's completely irresponsible. What he's doing. He does not know anything what he's doing. Such a person cannot make any bracha, nothing at all. It's also to make any bracha whatsoever. There's no means.
What? Brachas.
What? Yeah, I'm going to come to that. Yeah. So those are the three things, yeah? So basically, the first one is he's drank more than a rias of yayin, and it's just a very slight feeling. Such a person ideally should wait. But if he can't wait, or he can't take a sleep, he's allowed to bed, he's allowed to daven. Yeah, and some say it's nechachil on Purim to daven Isaac. It's a mitzvah, simchas yom tov, if you're allowed to do that. And he could say because of mosn and shah brachas. Level number two is someone who can't speak to a king, or he's not oymel lifnei hamelech. He's much worse. He must not daven. He has to wait. The first case is he's just had a revias of wine. The next case is where he's had more than a revias of wine. He's in a situation where he cannot speak to a respectable person, like a king or anyone like that. Such a person is osur to daven. His mamish osur for him to daven. He either goes to sleep, or he waits till the wine gets off, then he can daven shmoneh esrei. He must not daven shmoneh esrei under this influence. If he does, it's a bracha v'atolah. He has to repeat the whole shmoneh esrei. Right, very interesting halacha. And we said other brachas. So if other brachas, not the poskim are mekel with, you're allowed to do it. Looks like a lot of poskim are mekel. And birchas hamazon is ideally you should wait. But if you didn't wait, you'd have to do it. Krishma is also a bit of a shadow what you can do. Again, if you've got no choice, you can say Krishma as you are now. If you can wait, it's better to wait. Let's see what passes month. Otherwise, you've got problems. I don't know if everyone's going to do this on Friday night. Some people intend apparently to what do you call it to be puris mapo, have the meal of what do you call it, of Purim, and then Dabba Meir. Someone told me he's going to Dabba Meir afterwards.
Yes, I don't, how can they have a Meir here at MH 8 o'clock? When do they Dabba Mincha? I don't understand.
You have to ask them. A question, you have to ask them. That's a good question. But it's an interesting point. That is, I must say, it's risky, first of all. A lot of people won't have Dabba Meir at that time. So if you could do that, and you are, what? First of all, you start your meal a long time before Meir. You start a long time before. Yeah? Okay, everybody, so that is the halakha. And then you've got to ask, shikus a shaloit. He's managed to, you can't speak to a word of sense. He's not in control of what he's saying at all. That guy's also made any bracha, nothing at all he can do. So also to make a bracha. Can't daven, can't make a bracha, nothing at all. What? Shmai don't lose. Probably better than nothing. But Elisa, I don't know if you react to Shmai in that stage. You're like a shaita. That person's got a dinner with shaita. So it's a good question, but the chayra shema is not doing. He's not gaining anymore saying shema. He's got a din mamish of a shoter. Right. Next case, very interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. I must say I've looked for this for a long time. I don't understand it because it looked like we spoke about this in the past. I was just looking today. Baruch Hashem, I found the horror I was looking for a long, long time. It's chus of the shir. This is a shiloh. People go round on Purim, and they go to different houses. And they eat, I don't know what it is, they eat some cake in this house, and some crisps, and a drink of wine, all different things. And then they go out to the next house, and do the same thing in the second house. What happens with their brachas? So we spoke about this in the past, and we said that generally speaking, the halach is that for pas, which is not relevant to us now, we're talking about pas, let's say mezoinus, if a person makes a bracha mezoinus in one house, and he goes out, the bracha is not lost. Because since you're really meant to break a bracha in the original place, and you can make it in the second place, that bracha is not lost.
Even without kavana.
What?
Even without kavana.
It's better with kavana, but even without kavana, since it's tonim bracha b'm koyman, really you have to go back to your first place. So if you eat in the second place, that now becomes like a first place, and that is okay. Again, that means if a person's having crisps, and I don't know where else, crisps and corn chips and popcorn, and drinks, that is no question, the bracha is lost. Any brain of foshus food item is lost the bracha when you go out of your house. So if I'm coming to your house for Purim and I'm collecting this and whatever it is and I come there and you offer me crisps and popcorn and drinks and I make all those brachas there, as soon as I go out of the house, I've lost the bracha rishona. That bracha rishona is lost. Pashtus. Yeah? It's not so, but that's the pashtus. When it comes to cake and wine, that's a bit of a sophy. Cake, the maestro will make it with. I'm coming to this. The wine ikadin that you don't use your bracha. Wine is a big question. What happens with wine? It's shivas haminim. It's a big question. The poskim. What happens? Lemaisa. It's risky to do this. Going from one house to the other is very risky. Relying on the first bracha. Let's say my cake. Let's say someone has cake in one house. He goes to another house, has to walk into the second house. Strictly speaking, could be it's okay because your bracha is tied to you. But it's very risky because in the second house you might not have cake. And as time goes on, it wears away, you forget, the mice you might not have your bracha. So many poskim say that what you should do is you should make a bracha achroin in the first house. When you leave, you should make a bracha achroin in the first house. Yeah? Yeah, but everything you want. And I must say, I had a big question on this. And I was wondering, what is the big problem over here? You know, there's a locha. If someone's traveling, let's say someone goes to up Snowden, or he goes to the countryside for traveling, he makes a bracha on a drink in one place, and he intends to travel, that bracha lasts the whole day. So now, this person over here, he's traveling, he's going from one house to the other. So why is he doing this bracha? Even bringing the fossil shouldn't be lost. Yeah? So I must say, it's interesting, I just saw today a machlokes about this. In the Sefer, there's a Sefer, I forgot what his name is, who wrote it. Very good Sefer, that helps us bracha, from a force maybe. He writes there, that's not doing it to a traveller. Because this person, I mentioned what he says, he writes that this person over here, if I go to, let's say, to Simcha's house, when I come to Simcha's house, I intend to sit down there for a bit of time, for a few minutes, shmooze and go. That, he says, is called a kavias mokum already. A traveller is a person who never intends to stop.
It stops for his dinner.
Oh, so I was right, I wonder about that, how that works. The chay starts, a traveller always stops with dinner. I'll tell you what his lashon is. Oh, I haven't got a sefer here in front of me. He writes that a lashon of the thing is he's not intended to be kaveya mokum any when he travels. Here, when I go to someone's house, I come to your house, I want to be kaveya mokum in the house for a few minutes. That's what he times, an interesting timer. So he times it's not doing it to a traveller, and therefore, he says, you haven't got this heter, and therefore it's better to make a bracha achroin in every person's house after finishing eating. I must say, I looked at Rav Falk's, actually, let's see if I can find the Mara Mokum. He writes, Kuf Chav Dalet, he writes actually, Bapurim, Shederech HaBochum Leilich Nabayis Tabayis Lecha Velishos V'Nismayach. He says the Derech people to go round. Alpha Pisham Ikha Din, he holds, according to the Ikha Din, Yitochen Shedvorim Shintu Rebroch Achreim Kaiman Enter the Vorb Hol Bayis Shoyim Shom, Shiyashtem Din Holchid Drochim. He says, I have got Din Holchid Drochim actually. Now, part time is that these things have got a din of holchid rochim when you're traveling from one house to the other. So it looks like it's a machlok at this point, whether you're called a holich derech in this case. So this, for say, regular say for health brach, I think it's from a fourth, I can't remember exactly what it's called. It's a brach on four seasons, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's a very good sefer. And it writes there that there's no het of holchid rochim. Rabbi Falk writes, I'm ikha din, there's a holchid, but he carries on. Certainly, you want us to suspect the person will forget to make a bracha. Maybe you're going to pass the time of digestion. A good advice is to eat the right amount in the first house, or and you should make a bracha b'shoyna and achroina in that place.
Each house.
Remarkable thing. That's what he says. It's better to make a bracha b'shoyna and achroina. He also writes that Rav Forst. He actually says a bit more. He says, I didn't write it down actually here. I did actually. I wrote loshen down here. He writes his loshen is. It's best to have in mind when you make a brocha, I don't know why he says this actually, to have in mind the brocha should work just for here. You have that in mind when you make the brocha. I want the brocha to work only in this house. And also, he should make a brocha achrayim before he leaves. And in each new place, he makes a new brocha with shayla and a new brocha achrayim.
Could be a shayla brocha in the
Torah. That's a good question what you're asking. I say it is a good question, but I think that the answer to your question is that when a person does it because of a sofi, he won't get himself involved in a problem. That's not where Bracha Batola or Bracha Shein Tzvicha. He's doing it for good reason here. He's worried.
But he's not machine to make a Bracha. If he goes to the next house, then he can carry on drinking.
Yeah, but he's worried that if he does do that, he might forget to make a Bracha. He might forget, he might tally on the way, and he won't get there. He might pass the shit ickle. He's worried about a few things. Since he's worried, so the fact that he's making a Bracha is to stop him doing something wrong.
Even though he knows he's going to go to the next house and he's going to have another
Bracha. How do you know he's going to eat in the next house? And how does not going to meet someone on the way and stop? It happens, especially for him.
What about
the Kiddushin? Yeah, I'm not sure. This question really is what we spoke about here in the Shir. The Maaseh, a person goes to Kiddush. A person goes to a kiddush and he eats in one place, he knows he's got one down the road. Now, I think even a quarter of a fault there, I think he's conveying mockery in the first place. The person goes to a kiddush normally, he sits down there, he makes himself heimish, he wants to eat there, he wants to sit down for a bit of time. When a person's travelling, he's right at home, when a person's travelling, though, let's say someone's travelling, he's from here to London, and he stops at the service station. Really, he's just stopping because of the convenience. He doesn't want to stay there. When a person goes to a kiddush, he wants to be there for that person. So I think it's more of a convenience mockery at a kiddush than it is when you're travelling. You know what I mean? So I think that's worse. So you have to know. There's an interesting point over here. But the chatchem, all the poskim seem to be saying, the best is to make a brocha rishon, a brocha achron in each house that you are. Obviously, if you didn't have the shear of what you need to make a brocha achron on, you can't make it. But if you had the right amount, then you have to make a brocha achron. All right, Boisai?
Oh, yeah.
Bring the kapurim. Well, I hope that's it, yeah.
Thank you very much.